This is the Dallas Morning News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is the Dallas Morning News.
It's Wednesday, March 22nd, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast calls for cloudy skies in Dallas with a high near 80 and a low near 67. Here are today's headlines. A Dallas ISD student was shot outside Thomas Jefferson High School on Tuesday afternoon. The student was shot in the arm at a school parking lot. According to DISD spokeswoman Robin Harris, the shooting took place after students had been dismissed for the day. A Dallas police call log shows officers responded to a shooting in the 4000 block of Walnut Hill Lane, the location of the school, at about 4:45 p.m. The wounded student, whose identity was not released, was taken to a hospital with an injury that wasn't believed to be life-threatening. It was not clear what led to the shooting or whether the suspect has been identified. Harris was unable to confirm whether officials believe the shooter is a student, and authorities have not released a motive for the shooting. Meanwhile, the student who was killed in the shooting outside Lamar High School in Arlington on Monday has been identified as 16-year-old Jashawn Poyer. Police responded to the shooting, which happened on campus outside a school building, at about 6:55 a.m. According to police, two shots were fired. A boy was struck and taken to the hospital in critical condition, where he later died. According to the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office, Poirier died from gunshot wounds to the head and chest. Another student, a girl, was grazed by a bullet and taken to the hospital with an injury that wasn't life-threatening. Authorities have once again not released a motive for the shooting. In other news, Dallas City Council members are split on how Interstate 345 should be reconfigured, with some saying they're ready to greenlight an option today that's backed by the Texas Department of Transportation, while others are calling for more independent analysis that includes the ramifications of getting rid of the freeway altogether. This comes after several city council members successfully pushed to delay a tentatively planned vote in February to decide whether Dallas supports TxDOT's preferred option, tearing down the elevated 1.4-mile highway that runs from I-45 to Woodall Rogers Freeway and rebuilding it mostly in a trench. TxDOT has led public discussions on how to reconfigure the freeway since at least 2012, saying something needed to be done because it would eventually become too costly to maintain I-345 as is. Built in the 1970s, I-345 divides downtown and Deep Ellum. Many believe reconfiguring the highway is a way to reconnect Deep Ellum and southern Dallas to the downtown core. And just about all of Dallas's registered short-term rental properties would not be allowed under proposed regulations, city code officials said Monday, and enforcing those regulations could cost the city more than $1 million. City Council approval of proposed changes in zoning regulations, making it illegal for the rental properties to operate in nearly all residential neighborhoods, would lead to the city issuing code violation notices to 95% of the 1,735 short-term rental owners. According to Jeremy Reed, an assistant director in the city's code compliance department, if owners and hosts don't stop listing their properties on platforms such as Airbnb and Vrbo, they risk being fined up to $2,000. Reed said city data shows there are likely at least double the amount of registered operators who have properties listed. Other data shows the number could range between 4,000 and 6,000 properties. Reed estimated the department would need almost $1.4 million to enforce the new rules, and the money would pay for 9 new code compliance workers, new equipment and training, and new software to help the department with oversight. Thanks for listening, and for more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.